At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds.
All right, we're going to start in the West Coast in the Association and with the Lakers. And Wes, I am tempted here to play the Lakers plus one. That's the DraftKings number. They're down 2-0 in the series, blew a 20-point lead in game two. If they're going to get one, it's going to be game three in this series. At what point do the Lakers get tired of getting their brains beat in by the Denver Nuggets?
Well, no time like the present. Huh? Yeah, no time like the present, really. I do lean Lakers here. I think that they're going to get at least one at Crypto, probably just one. They outplayed Denver, I felt, for almost the entire game, too, until they didn't, until Jamal Murray hit that shot at the buzzer to give them the win. And I thought they outplayed Denver for about three quarters on Saturday in game number one. So eventually LeBron has one game where he goes into kill mode and just takes over. And I think that this is going to be the one.
I do too. Lakers plus one. That would be the best bet for me in the last of the three NBA playoff games on Thursday night. How about the middle game in the sandwich, the Knicks and the Sixers in Philadelphia. And you talk about a team that blew a game. That's the Sixers in game two. The NBA last 2 minute report showed the Sixers got the worst of the officiating at the end, but nobody cares now because they're down two games in the series. Another team with its back to the wall at home, and you got to pay the price if you're going to back the Sixers here. 4.5-point favorites for the game. But, Wes, just like the Lakers, are you also looking to play first quarter and first half?
Would lean that way. Now you're paying the tax. Even if you're looking at the money line, like first quarter money line, the lowest I saw was 165. I even saw as high as 185 at BetMGM. Sixers, though, in their better role, 21-12 against the spread as a home favorite this year, 33-19 overall as a favorite. So they are in the much better role. We know Joel Embiid is obviously hurting and not 100%, even though he's still producing. Philly has been very good in both these first two games of the series, despite being down 0-2, 34-25 and 25-18 in the first quarter in this series. But in the second quarter, got outscored 33-12 and 31-28, respectively. So Philly first quarter spread probably would be my first look here.
Yeah, I can see that as well. How about the first of the three games? Cavs and Magic in Orlando, and the Magic 2-point favorites, total of 198.5.
Boy, I know 198.5. Look, and the overs did come back on Wednesday night. Both games, by the way, went over the total. Heat and Celtics, and also Thunder and Pelicans. So 198.5 is going to be tempting. It's like, oh, you can't have a total this low, but you really can because both these teams struggle against really shooting the basketball, especially Orlando. Orlando has difficulty scoring, but I think being home, you might want to be on them early because I don't think you're getting the tax maybe in the Orlando game that you're certainly going to get with the Lakers and certainly with Philadelphia, because Orlando, this is all fresh to them, new playoff team. So they've really shown nothing in the first two games. And maybe that's when you want to be on them, when a team just looks like they don't have anything, because this Cleveland team, I don't think, is very good. They're just more experienced than Orlando.
All right, curveball here. Let's go golf betting. We haven't talked about this much. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans starts Thursday. This is a team event. Wes, this is a tough handicap, but you threw out a team here I decided I was going to take a shot with this week at about 25-1 odds, and that's Tom Hoagie and Maverick McNealy.
Yeah, Hoagie, one of the better approach games on tour, actually probably deserved a better finish at the RBC. He was on the first page of the leaderboard most of the weekend. Then you put Maverick McNealy with the putter. He's as good as anybody. So they're going to make a lot of birdies. Tom Hoagie, Maverick McNealy. Another one, there's a couple team candidates in here, one being Corey Connors, Taylor Pendrift. But the one I looked at, and I actually got it 30-1, even though it's dropped, a lot of people like this team, and that's Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin. Remember Adam Hadwin had that incident at the RBC Canadian Open when his partner Nick Taylor hit that 72-foot putt to beat Tommy Fleetwood, and then he was out there to celebrate and some overzealous security guard just waylaid him like he was a linebacker in the NFL. And so Taylor and Hadwin here, a couple other teams in the mid-range, Taylor Moore, Matt Neesmith, they were fourth here each of the last 2 years, Davis Thompson, Andrew Novak, another team to look at about 45-50-1.
All right, so I went ahead and followed your lead there on that team of Hoagie and McNealy. Could that be a sneaky way for Maverick McNealy to win in his first PGA
Tour? It could. And look, by the way, I know this event is a funky kind of format here, but there's a lot on the line for these guys, especially to get that two-year PGA Tour exemption. You don't get a Masters invite, but you do get in the PGA. You do get in the Players. You do get in that Kapalua at the Century Tournament of Champions. So, and you also do get FedEx Cup points. So there's a lot on the line for some of these guys, and that's why you see him playing this week. And plus, it's a good chance to win just because Scotty Scheffler's not here, and they need a break from Scotty. And so do I, as a better.
I hear you. All right, so I don't bet the live event very often, but I did take a shot this week. And you also have a play here. Cameron Smith, been pretty quiet, but he played well at the Masters, and he played well in this tournament a year ago, and this is in Australia. So go ahead and talk about Cameron Smith as the best bet.
Yeah, T3 here at home soil in Adelaide in South Australia. T6 2 weeks ago at the Masters, like you said, led the field for scrambling, second for strokes gained around the green, four for putting. Cameron Smith also played your favorite, Patrick Reed, who did get his top 10 live finish in Miami. Also was T12 at the Masters. He was T3 here last year. If you want a long shot, Peter Uihlein at 55-1 T7 here last year.
All right, Stanley Cup playoffs. Wes, you got one game you may play on Thursday.
Yeah, and it would be the Tampa Bay Lightning. Sam Bennett going to miss for the Florida Panthers. Lightning did go to overtime and then lost to Florida, so down 2-0. Look, they need more production from the depth. The only goal scoring they've gotten is from Steven Stamkos, Braden Point, and Brandon Hagel. Those are their usual frontline guys, but Florida's been the better team in the 5-on-5. Each game has been a one-goal game, so I lean Tampa Bay here, actually, on the money line. Bennett is that agitator and whatnot, and I think Florida is going to miss him here in game 3.
All right, now let's go to baseball. Justin Verlander has made one start for the Astros. Boy, they're 7-18. They've lost four games in a row. Verlander prepared to make his second start Thursday. It's going to be at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. He's a small favorite. Wes, he went 6 innings in his first start. What do you expect here for Verlander and the Astros at Wrigley?
Yeah, he did go 6 innings, but didn't throw a lot of pitches really either. And this is his second start off injury, so I still think he might be on a little bit of a pitch count leash. But he's a guy, he's not really striking out guys, Matt, but he does pitch to contact. So that's why I'm a little leery in terms of looking at his under outs. I might look under strikeouts here with Justin Verlander. I think that is certainly a way that you can look. I'm looking to see if the number is out there. And yeah, it's 6.5, juice the under. That's probably going to 5.5 in the morning. It is early, though, in Wrigley, and it is that getaway game where teams got to go on the road and get on a flight afterwards. So you often see some unders in that game. I could see that tomorrow. Astros just not hitting the baseball right now.
All right, 24 hours before the NFL draft, you have to take down the props in Nevada, but across the country, you can still bet the draft. And I'll mention some of my NFL draft best bets. Some of these I put up on vsin.com a week ago. A few of them I put up last night, but the first player drafted, Jaden Daniels, $3 favorite over Drake May in a head-to-head matchup That means I need Daniels to go two and not May to go in that second spot, which I feel pretty confident in that. I also bet quarterbacks in the first round over 4.5 at minus 170. That was a week ago. That price all the way up to minus 350 when it closed today at circa 380 at DraftKings. J.J. McCarthy, you can still play this, and I played it last night here at circa. McCarthy over 5.5. That's not to be one of the top five picks. McCarthy over 5.5 at plus 125 is what I played it, and I actually saw plus 145 out there today. Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame, to be the fifth pick by the Chargers. A lot of buzz now that that might be J.C. Latham from Alabama, but I played Alt at 5-1 odds to be the number five pick. Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia, draft position over 11.5. At minus 150, I've got Bowers going to the Broncos at 12. Daniel Jeremiah's got him slipping to the Colts at number 15. Quinyon Mitchell, draft position over 13.5. Jared Verse, draft position over 15.5. Position of the Jets' first draft pick, offensive line plus 120. Position of the Bears' second draft pick, that would be a top 10 pick, offensive line 9-1 odds. Those are many of the best bets we have up there for the NFL draft. You can find them all at vsin.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.